out the front. We got plenty of seats. That's like a, I feel like I'm in a cartoon or something. We got more seats in the front than the back. It just looks like there's more seats in the back. Just looks like it. Let's come on down and fill it on up. Come on. Come on, there's plenty of seats on down here in the front. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. We got seats all over the place. Would you stand with me? Would you stand with me? Go ahead and stand with me. And would you be bold enough to just well, I'll just do that in a minute. I got a quick verse. I just want to share something with you real quick. I don't have my Bible on me, but I just want to share it. It's in the Gospel of John, and if we're listening here, it's in the Gospel of John in chapter 1. And John the Baptist was preparing the way of the Lord, and he sees Jesus walking by. He sees Jesus, who's the Son of God, walking by. And he tells the disciples, he tells John the Baptist, disciples, or John the Baptist tells his disciples, "Behold, look, it's the Lamb of God." In other words, it was the person, it was the Holy One that comes to take away the sins of the world. And so these disciples, the Bible says, they started following Jesus. They started following Jesus. And Jesus starts walking, and the Bible says that Jesus turns around and looks at them and says, "What do you want? What do you seek? What are you looking for?" And I love how these two guys answered and how they responded. They said, Where are you staying? Where is your house? Where are you sleeping tonight? Where are you going? Where are you staying? Where is your dwelling place?" And Jesus said to them, "Come and see. Come and see." And tonight, I believe the Lord is tonight, he's telling you, believer, unbeliever, whatever, come and see. Come on. Come and see. Jesus Christ himself in the form of his Spirit is here. Come and see. He's saying, you want it? Come and get it. There's something for you, and there's something that he has for you. And it's not, the thing is, it's not all about you, but what it is about intimacy with him. And there is a dwelling place that he dwells, and he desires you to be with him. But the only way is if you come and see. Does anybody want to come and see? Come on, does anybody want to come and see? I'm talking about the Lord who created the heavens, and the Lord who created the earth, and everything that is within it. He is asking us, come and see. And the way that we come and see is simply by faith in the blood of Jesus Christ that made a way for us to enter into that dwelling place. My encouragement to you tonight is that every day there is an opportunity and a place for you to step in and see what the Lord of the heavens and the earth has for you. It's whether or not you choose to draw near to him. So let's draw near to him. Come on, let's draw near to him. Let's start praying right now. Let's start worshiping him right now. Let's just engage and let's just begin to minister to him. Heavenly Father, tonight, we want to see what you have. Come on. Just, it's not how you're feeling. It's not what your situation or circumstance is. It's where you are choosing to say, "Lord, I want to see what you have for me. God, I want to come into your dwelling place and choose to worship you and glorify you. God, you alone are worthy. And tonight, I want to see." Tell him. Say, "Lord, I want to see. Come on, I want to see. I want to see. Come on, you're not loud enough. There's louder voices. I've heard you scream in basketball games at movie theaters. Come on. I want to see. I want to see what you have for me. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him right now in this place. Go ahead, you guys got it. Come on.
All right, this song is called My Redeemer Lives. And there's some powerful implications for us as Christians if our Redeemer lives. It means we have to live our lives like he's alive. Amen.
Thank you. God. Church, we're not done here. Let's just lift up our voices and say, you are good. Let's just say that phrase out loud. God, you are good. God, you are good. You are good in this place. God, you are good in my life. You are good in creation. Your glory is good, God. Everything that is in you is good. Father, you are good. Jesus, we worship you. Abba, Father, we exalt you. Father, you are good, Lord. We don't have the words to express it, God. There's nothing that we can say. There's nothing that we can do to truly, God, to truly respond to you. God, these aren't just words, Jesus. You have chosen to adopt us, a sinful and wicked people, Lord. And you have poured your love out on us, Lord. Father, you are good. You are so good. God, I worship you. Lord, we praise your name. Thank you, Lord. God, you are good. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So over the last couple days of my life, I've just been really thinking and just meditating a lot about surrender. And as I was thinking about just this subject of surrendering my life and surrendering my will, I came to the conclusion that every time we surrender, see, it seems like every time we surrender, the act of surrendering comes with the same act of giving. If you think about an army or a group of people, when they surrender to another group of people, what they do is they give their land, they give their grounds up to the people that are coming over. If you think about your life, if you are being captured, if you are being taken, what you do is you give your will, you give your life, you give your emotions, you give your day-to-day schedule to the person that's taking control. When we think about Jesus, he's the ultimate example. Jesus gave, he surrendered his life to the will of God, which resulted in him completely giving his whole life to the Lord. You know, early in a lot of our lives, right as we were coming to know Christ, we got to this point, we realized, you know what? All the sin in my life, all my wickedness, I can't take it. I don't deserve heaven. I deserve death. I deserve punishment. And at that moment, we decided to surrender our life to the Lord. When we did that, we gave God ground in our life. We said, here, God, here's this part of my life. Here's this part of my life. You know, here's what means so much to me. We gave it. When we give our life, when we surrender our life to the Lord, we give, once again, our day-to-day schedule. We give all that we are. We just give our life, the whole thing. Mind, will, soul, emotions, we give it all. You know, and we're called to follow Jesus' example, which is to give our lives, whole lives, as Jesus did. So, what I'm trying to get to is that when we surrender, guys, we are giving. It's two things that come together. We're never surrendering without actually giving something. So I want to just bring a challenge forth tonight and ask you, are you really surrendered tonight? Because if you're really surrendered, then your life, faith with actions, will display that. And we'll be giving our money. We'll be giving financially. We'll be giving out of our lives, our wills, and everything. Now, many people think surrender is just a terrible thing, but the Bible says just the opposite. It says, when we are weak, when we surrender, then we are strong. Then the Lord will give. So, guys, tonight, let's give, let's surrender our life to the Lord. Let's give financially. Let's give of something that means a lot to us. And let's let the Lord bless it. Amen? Amen. All right, let's pray. Father, I pray tonight that we will truly surrender our lives to you. I pray that as we come and as we give this money, Lord, it'll just be a token of a demonstration, God, of a life that we want to give to you, of our will that we want to give to you, of our actions that we want to just give back to you, Lord. God, this isn't some religious rite, God. It's from our heart, Lord. Take our surrendered lives, take our surrendered money tonight, God, and have your will. Amen. Let's come and give.
See the King of Glory coming on the clouds with fire. From earth into eternity.
You are in the highest. You are in the highest place. You are in the highest place. The Bible says that the beginning of wisdom or the beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. Understanding where you are and understanding where He is. That He is in the highest. You can also translate it, the beginning of knowing Him is the fear of Him. Understanding that He is in the highest. He is God. He's the Creator. He's Lord and Master. Whether we chose Him or not, that's who He is. He's in the highest place. There's nothing that compares to Him. At His word, things were formed. Things that were not, He made them as though they were. He's in the highest. But then it says this word, Hosanna. And we sing this song, Hosanna. He's in the highest place and He chose to come to be in the lowest place to save us from where we were from, where we were, because He wanted just to know us. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, You are in the highest. Would you just thank Him? And I really believe the Lord likes thanksgiving. Would you just stop in your life and look at all the things that you have and just begin to thank Him? Just begin to open up your heart and have an attitude of gratitude. You're standing. You have health. You can see. You can talk. You still have breath. You can still make a choice. We as humans tend to meditate and dwell on the things that are wrong in our life, when God has been more than faithful and more than merciful just to let us live. Thank You. Lord, I thank You. I thank You for my family. I thank You for my salvation. I thank You didn't give up on me and that You were patient. I thank You that You're faithful and that You cannot lie. I thank You that You pursued me and You still pursue me. I thank You didn't leave me as an orphan, but You gave me Your Holy Spirit. I thank You that You didn't look for the best people on earth because I wouldn't have been chosen. I thank You that You went to the worst and the lowest, to the most wretched, that Your glory might be known. Lord, I thank You that You, even when we're unfaithful, You're still faithful. And You didn't even have to promise us anything, and You chose to promise us eternal life and to guarantee it with Your precious Holy Spirit to seal our salvation, to make it sure and a promise. Lord, I thank You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Come on, just keep thanking Him. You know, I think that we can never stop thanking the Lord. I guarantee you could sit here for hours and thank Him of all the things He's done for you and has given you already. And I believe that when you open up your heart to humble yourself and thank Him, your heart is changed and transformed, and God is able to come in and minister to you. Thank You, Lord. You know, when there's nothing to say, I just say, thank You, Lord. When you don't got anything to say, just say, thank You, Lord. When you got a frown, just laugh and say, thank You, Lord. When you're in a tough situation and things are tough and you might feel sick or down and out, just say, thank You, Lord. Not thank you for the circumstance and the situation, but thank you that you are a God of love and mercy. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 You know, I don't want the rocks to scream louder than me. I don't want to get to heaven and be guilty of letting them shout louder than me. I don't want creation to shout louder than me. God's given me a mouth. God's given me a tongue. He's given me a heart to adore and worship Him. God, we as a church, we declare, thank you, Lord. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. God, your love endures forever. Thank you, Lord. You are good. You are good, Lord. There's no one like you. None on heaven and none on earth. You are amazing. Every tongue will confess it, that you are Lord. And tonight we declare that you are Lord. And we thank you. We bless your name, God. Come on, let's give him a clap. Let's give him a round of applause. In the Old Testament, when the presence of God would show up, they would just begin to clap because they were excited that God chose to say, here I am. Hallelujah. Let's take our seats. Get a comfy seat. Let's thank our worship team. We got an awesome worship team, praise team. And I don't even know what a worship team is.